Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't you know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away.
Stay now.
Not yet.
Oh, right.
Not yet.
Right. Jump the gun.
Yeah.
Thought I heard you say you love me.
That your love was going to be here. Oh, do you not know this song?
No, no, no.
And what? That your love was going to be here.
Hang on, where are the lyrics?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, come on. You know, people aren't listening
Let's start again.
I touch your face while you are sleeping. And hold your hand to understand what's
going to run himself over.
I touch your face while you are sleeping. Isn't that weird? Like, is that creepy?
It's a bit like, it depends how far into the relationship they are.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's the first week.
I mean, at least he's not,
it's a bit tricky.
Touching a, you know, a buttock cheek or a nipple. And hold your hand, don't understand what's going on.
Right.
Well, she's asleep. That's exactly all that's happening right in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Good times we had returned to home me. Though it's for you, all that I do seem to be wrong.
It's Christmas.
Ready? Here's your moment, Tim.
Stay now. Baby, have you got to go away? Don't think I can take the pain. Won't you stay another day?
Stay now.
Stay now. Stay now. Stay now. Stay now. Oh, don't leave me alone like this. Don't you say it's the final kiss? Won't you stay another day?
Good.
That's
solid.
That's a Christmas
song.
Number one that is exclusively English.
Noddy Holder can go fuck himself.
It's not even a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Is
well,
it?
Well, it kind of is.
Is it?
Yeah, look at the video. It's all like fake snow and they're wearing all these furs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, and then they put some sleigh bells on it.
Yeah, bit of sleigh bells.
For anyone who doesn't remember that song, if you're under the age of, what, 30?
Yeah.
It's not one that carried over, that song, is it? Is it cross-generational?
It stood the test of time.
Did it?
I think it has.
East 17, who had other hits such as...
Fair point.
Good point. They did have another hit. Alright, everything's gonna be alright.
Yeah, alright.
And then the singer got kicked
really
out.
Alright.
This is how naive music was in the 90s. He got kicked out of the band for saying he took ecstasy.
Brian Harvey, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he
I'm on ecstasy right now.
Right, yeah.
No one's firing me.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Then he ran himself over in his own car.
Yeah, is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
What happened?
The story differs depending who you ask, but I think he dropped something out of his car door and leant out to retrieve it and then hit his handbrake and reversed over his own head or something weird.
But then what was the... He was eating a potato.
Yeah.
Apparently he was eating a baked potato.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that was his euphemism.
That's a difficult thing to eat sat down. It's a very, very terse skin on
where
a,
was
on
the
a baked potato.
Potato. Presumably the potato was underneath
baked
his
baked potato is one of the most overrated foods of all time.
That's great.
What are you fucking talking about?
You can add anything. You can add anything.
No, but that's the thing.
It's all about garnish.
No, it's only about garnish.
Bacon.
Baked beans with cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, yeah. But
coleslaw.
Yeah, but the bacon.
I'm on a diet. I'm going to have some coleslaw.
The potato tastes like shit. Baked potatoes taste like shit. They're really filling. Are they good for you? I don't know. Probably not.
Well,
carbs.
You know. Yeah, yeah.
And the skin you can't eat. They're fucking atrocious.
They're fortifying.
You have to cake it in so much butter.
Right.
Just to make it not taste like a potato.
Right. So you... Okay.
So potatoes, they haven't given us much, have they?
What do you mean?
Vodka?
Well, the potatoes...
Vodka tastes like crap.
Potatoes haven't got chips.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you did,
I'll give
you
chips.
Boom. Don't go.
I'll give you mashed potatoes.
Right. Well, thank God for that.
Do you think the potato's really upset that in its own state it's useless?
Are you suggesting that a potato is sentient and is upset at something? Yes.
Welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
It's around the corner.
Sorry about last week as well.
Sorry about that I was ill. We were both ill.
Both ill simultaneously on different continents.
My symptoms were the norovirus. Caught it on a plane. Threw up 17 times.
Oh yeah, it was disgusting.
Did at least 20 shits.
Disgusting, 20 shits.
I was alone in a hotel room. There's nothing quite as lonely as having a virus alone in a hotel room in Florida.
I wept. I was that ill.
What were your symptoms?
I wept. My symptoms were stomach cramps. Oh my god, I must have shat 30 times
in a day now.
After that, I was so weak. I started to sob at the pathetic state I was in. It's actually kind of half true. I whinnied like a horse.
You cried?
Yeah. Did you? I didn't full on. It wasn't.
I threw up to the point where I was going, no more.
It was, yeah.
No more. You start talking to the gods of vomit.
Right, yeah.
And you're like, let me think again.
Yeah. I kind of prayed. I didn't pray to any god, but do you know how alcoholics, they surrender to a higher power? I kind of did that. Because I was literally trying anything. It was like trying to pick a lock.
What did you have?
I was just a horrible kind of virus, intestinal thing.
But you're not still...
No, I'm fine.
In contagion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a result...
I tried to take my mind off it by rubbing one out.
Did you?
Yeah, couldn't...
Interesting.
Could not muster a
banner. Because that was how I was ill, and I wasn't horny at all.
Oh, really? I know I wasn't. I was just trying to feel something else.
Oh, right, okay.
You know,
right.
Like after you get dumped, you put cigarettes out on your arm.
Right, that's ambitious.
But we're back. We're back in a room.
We're back in a room.
And we're not ill anymore.
No.
But
where were you?
I was in Florida recording. I was cheating on you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
I was recording a different podcast.
With another guy.
With another guy.
How was he?
Do you know what, Tim? I didn't think we'd hit it off in the way that we did. But
right.
My God, did we hit it off.
Right.
Yeah, it was great. It was sort of like...
Does he do the thing you like?
Well, he makes me... Like. Yeah, that, does he make you laugh? He doesn't make me cry.
Right.
Yeah, I went to Florida for a week. I think I can say it. So the Hard Rock Cafe is starting a podcast, and I'm the co-host. So, yeah. How do you feel about that?
You're spreading your wings.
Mm.
You're flying off to Florida. Mm. Getting ill. I feel fine about it.
Okay.
I'm over it, mate.
It doesn't bother you that I was working with another man?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty secure.
Okay.
In my, you know, what we've got. But you know, it's kind of like an open relationship.
It was quite weird having to temper it and not say fuck and cunt all the time.
Yeah. Was it weird having a level of respect?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You're doing it.
It was funny. It's a music-based podcast.
Yes.
So it's not like this where I just go in and shoot the shit.
Right.
And obviously they had heard this and went, wow, if he stopped swearing,
yeah,
maybe he'd be a decent host. And I think one thing...
Get rid of the depressing guy.
Yeah, I think one thing...
Yeah, get rid of that guy. Get rid of the baldy bollocks. Get rid of him. Admittedly, you know something about music and I don't.
Well, I know some things.
But I could have offered
a few.
Whereas you know things. I could have, done a few riot sites.
But I did miss you, you know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Put it in a fucking pile.
But I just couldn't turn down the insane amount of money that it was, you know?
Yeah. Well, everything's relative, isn't it?
Yeah.
How much?
Not that much. No. But yeah, I went out for a week. It's fucking weird, man. Florida's an interesting place. Because everyone on the plane was a tourist, bar none.
Yeah.
Everyone was going to Disneyland.
Right.
And the funny thing is, like, sitting in, like, a burger place in, like, 30-degree heat.
Mm-hmm.
And on the sound system, it's just chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
It's bullshit, man.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. It's 30 degrees.
Yeah.
Everyone's overweight.
A festive hurricane.
Diabetes.
Making landfall in Florida. So, I don't know.
Diabetes to you. There's a lot of fat people out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Clinically obese.
I came up with a theory while I was there, which is when you sit down at a table and pull your chair in, if you pull it in from the middle between your legs, you're fat.
Oh, okay. That's
and I think there's logic to it. Because if you tuck your chair in, you normally just grab the sides, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people in Florida, they go for the middle grab.
Because you haven't got the core strength.
Well, they know because they can't reach the sides because they're because they hang over it.
They've got flank. They've got a big flank.
It was fine. I had a really nice time. Yeah.
Cool.
You know, I think the show's going to be really, really great.
I'm really excited for you. Disneyland, I don't get it. Don't get Disneyland.
I didn't go.
Why would you go? Because I was ill. But why would you go?
Because, you know, get to see the Frozen princesses sing in the street.
They're all kind of actors on minimum wage, aren't they? Just walking around feeling a bit depressed. Yeah. Most of them on crystal meth.
Yeah.
Goofy's a fucking legend. Do you know what I mean? I wonder which one among them is like the guy who
Do you think if you're Mickey...
Is there a pecking order?
If you are Mickey in Disneyland,
right,
are you a more senior role than, say, Lilo from Lilo and Stitch?
Maybe.
Do they give Mickey to the really good people?
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that I think must be hard are the ones where you can see their faces. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're like from Frozen.
Right, right,
and you're just
right.
a woman in a dress.
Sure.
Walking around.
And you've got to keep your game face on.
Yeah, that was weird.
At least you can cry inside a Goofy costume.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd take the heat.
You can...
They must have a lot of staff like fall down from, you know...
From heat exhaustion.
There was a case in the 2000s. A woman sued Disneyland and won.
Right.
Because her camera got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And she went backstage, what do you call it? What do you call that bit? Not front, like the back of the castle.
What do you mean?
You know, like to the...
Where the magic ends.
To the...
The bit where the thudding, crushing reality of what it actually is starts.
She went around the back of the castle where all the princesses are just doing lines to get them through their next shift.
Yeah, yeah.
And her kids saw Mickey Mouse take his head off. And she sued Disney for traumatizing her kids.
Right.
And won.
How old was the kid?
24.
Should fuck you. Yeah.
I don't know. He was old enough.
Should grow up.
But yeah, it was fun. Then I flew back, and now I go. And then we're doing this today.
You're going,
on tour tomorrow.
You're going on tour.
Touring.
It's an exciting life, isn't it?
It's you know.
Whistle stop.
Whistle stop trip.
Whistle stop.
To see my
whistle
butt.
Stop
to
life.
See Tim.
Just dip in.
What did I miss? What did I miss while I was away?
Wow, it's all kicking off.
Fill me in.
All kicking off. Tallow banknotes,
new what, fivers, money bank,
new fivers.
Why?
You know,
some...
they're made of animal fat. And,
so we have a new. It's not a new currency. We've introduced a new note, which
new
is
fiber,
hugely exciting because we've had the same note for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of like the Australian
but
currency.
But why are some people selling them for so much money?
Oh, because it's historically, this is the first tallow banknote that we've had. And on some of them, it has AA and a number. So if you get one of the first fivers, it's like worth 100 quid. So people are walking around going, look at my AA banknote, it's worth 100 quid. Which, of course, begs the question, then why didn't you sell it for 100 quid? You know? And then everyone just shits themselves.
So I played the national anthem.
You did.
Perfectly. One note.
Nailed it.
But
tallow is animal fat.
What does that mean, animal fat?
You know when you see an animal that looks a bit podgy.
Yep.
Do you know that?
So the,
that
so the
stuff
notes,
on it.
So that. So what? What's the animal fat doing?
Well, it's kind of a resin, isn't it?
And it's very vague.
I don't
to
know
say,
what the fuck
to
I'm
say
talking
what,
about.
Yeah,
it's a resin. It's a resin, I think.
It's very vague to say animal fat because if it's an endangered, if it's a panda,
no, it's not endangered.
If it's just cow,
yeah.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And also, the thing I find interesting about it is like a lot of the people I've seen complaining on Facebook, going, "This is unacceptable." Love cocaine.
Yeah.
So they've been snorting up cocaine.
They've had to use 20s now. It's a bomb.
Yeah. They've been snorting. Is that why they're upset? Because they're snorting animal fats? It's not part of their diet?
No, I just, you know, I think, you know, they think it's not necessary. Anyway, so that was something.
Is that
like,
the big thing I missed?
That
so I didn't
was
miss
like,
much.
Well, that was something
I didn't
that
miss
kind
much.
Of, it kind of blipped across my radar.
What else is happening? It feels like I didn't miss much. There's a new movie, The Mummy.
Right.
Starring Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise, right.
Yeah, he exclusively does action films that he shouldn't be in.
So what? Is it like an Egyptian...
Well, what do you think? Do you think it's maybe about a mummy? Or do you think it's like daddy, he goes into daycare and has to pretend he's a mum?
Maybe he's...
I'd pay to see that.
I'd pay to go, but
yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire, Tom Cruise is the mummy. And it's like him dressing up as a mum.
Yeah.
Pretending so he can get his kids, because no one wants to hang out with him because he's a fucking psychopath Scientologist.
Yeah. I'd watch that.
I'd rather see that. Rather than a remake of the classic Brendan Fraser movie.
Is it a remake of the Brendan Fraser movie?
Yeah, sorry, it's a 2016, we say reboot.
A reboot.
A reboot. Alt-right.
So he's playing reboot. A guy... He's playing a guy who's... he goes to Egypt.
And then a mummy tries to kill him.
And mummy comes after him. Do mummies move quick? I don't know, they're wrapped in bandages, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they'd pull your brain out of your nose, didn't they?
What?
So when you're a mummy, to mummify you,
right,
to preserve the body,
yeah,
they'd have to get rid of all your entrails and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They take it all out?
So they'd up the nose, down, 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 and then yank your brain out with a spike.
You don't yank your brain out of a nose. You can't yank a brain out of a nose.
Yeah, you can. Mate, right. You can yank anything out of a nose.
Oh, okay.
And then they'd take them, they'd put them in a sarcophagus.
Yeah, that's the word.
Thank you very much.
Sarcophagus.
And then bury you with your servants.
Yeah, I think we mentioned it before, yeah.
And they bury you down in a pyramid.
It's a bad day at work, isn't it?
With your servants.
When Ramesses dies, and you're one of his servants, and you're like, oh, come home to your wife.
Work so hard to get that promotion.
Yeah. You're at the top of the tree until he dies.
To be the loyal servant to the mummy, and then the day he dies, you just have to be buried with him.
Yeah.
Does Tom Cruise only do movies that he knows will make enough money for him to fund his weird church? Is that basically what he does now?
What? He does it for the Scientology.
Because he doesn't make, movies that are good. They're like...
I think he tries.
I don't think he does.
I think he gives it a go.
I think he gets sent scripts and he's like, oh, Jack Reacher 2. Jack Reacher Round. And he's like... That would be my porn star name, by the way.
Okay.
Jack Reacher Round.
Right.
And I think he just sort of looks at the scripts and goes, okay, this is big and
mine would be Toby Cum. Continue.
Why Toby?
Why not just
Tim Cum?
No, Toby Cum.
Toby Cum.
Yeah, I like his lack of dynamism.
Is there a pun there that I'm missing?
No, it's just a very undynamic name.
Toby Cum.
Toby Cum.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Jack Reacher's dropped out. Get Toby Cum in. Get him in. He's reliable, Toby. He's reliable. And his rates are very good.
Anyway, yeah, there's a new Tom Cruise movie out. needs to stop. He looks about 60 now.
Does he still have pecs? He has pecs, right?
No, he's sort of flabby granddad pecs.
Pecs, they kind of separate out, don't they?
Yeah.
They kind of go... They're like a cake that's kind of feeling the effect of gravity and has gone lateral.
The thing that kind of bums me out about Tom Cruise is that no one, when they interview him, asks him. Because they're told not to.
About what? His batshit belief.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, like a celebrity like agent or PA,
right,
probably does like Tom Cruise and George Clooney and Brad Pitt. It's probably like a big company, and they go in and go, look, if you mention Scientology, then you don't get to interview Brad Pitt and George Clooney and who else is really famous?
I don't know, Depp.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
You can't have them so no one asks, because it's just a giant networky group. But I would like someone to sit Tom Cruise down and be like, mate, you know, it's mental, right? Do you think anyone's ever said that to him? Do you think anyone's ever just sat Cruise down and gone, mate, you know, like, that there are no eggs in the volcanoes?
No, is a simple answer. I think he's just in his ivory tower with his spread pecs.
What else happened this week? I've been invited caroling.
Oh, right. Carols.
You gonna go?
Silent Night.
The only good one... the only one I like is the one that I never know where to stop, that goes... Ding dong merrily on high.
Ding dong merrily on high, yeah.
Hosanna. None of them make sense. In Excelsior, just singing lots of words. Ravioli, broccoli,
Excelsius, Excelsius.
What does that mean?
I know it's Latin. Hosanna in Excelsius. I think I like it means that. Hosanna, yeah, Hosanna.
I like the bummer, the song, the carol song that's a bummer. The, in the bleak midwinter. Yeah. That one's a
frosty
bummer.
Frosty wind made moan.
Snow had... Yeah. And I like the way the guy wrote that and went, snow had fallen, snow on snow.
snow on snow.
He just like, he ran out of words, didn't he?
He's like... Can't find an adjective that scans snow and,
then,
snow
like, and
snow.
And then the guy shows up at the end of the song and goes, what shall I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb.
Yeah.
If I were a wise man, I would do my part. It's so not specific.
Clearly.
And then he goes, what shall I give him? Give my heart. That's not a gift.
No.
If anyone turns up on Christmas Day and goes, well, if I was a shepherd, I'd give you a lamb.
Right.
But I'm poor, so I'm going to give you my heart.
Yeah.
That's a crap Christmas gift.
I think he just knocked it off, didn't he? This carol.
And the... What's the other one? Away in a Manger?
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed.
The little Lord Jesus,
lay down his sweet head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah. What's a manger?
Manger's a crib.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. I think.
Silent Night. I always Holy found Night. That song a bit precocious, because if I was giving birth, I probably wouldn't be very silent.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's after she's, you know...
Down, sweet...
Yeah. Sore vagina, oh my Christ! Yeah, it's she's struggling. No drugs in those days.
Yeah, no drugs. Getting induced.
No,
no. What's the other one where they put the injection in your spine? That's being
epidural.
Induced. Epidural.
Yeah, she did the hard yards.
She went old school.
Yep.
In a fucking
bar. All women back then.
What kind of sick, hard yards? Like hotel guy? You go into a hotel lobby and you're like, all right, mate. Listen, my wife. We've travelled here on a donkey,
right?
Secondly, her water's broke. Mm-hmm. The donkey's soaking.
Mm-hmm. Sodden.
You don't want to...
I've got a sodden donkey, covered in amniotic fluid.
The blood, mucus and entrails on that donkey, frankly, is savage. Yeah. I was heaving the whole journey.
I very much doubt I'm going to have sex with her again.
Right? So...
Because I'm so traumatised.
Have you got any room in your hotel?
Nah.
Any, no, like, spare mate. Room?
Full.
What about, I mean, I noticed this, I mean, she's pregnant full. As well. Can you call an ambulance?
Full, mate. Full.
Can you call a hospital for me?
Full.
Was there a doctor?
There's a stable down the road.
Yeah, that's the thing there, I mate. Find weird. Is like, wouldn't you just go, can we just stay in the lobby?
Right.
And he's like, I'll tell you what. Okay, seeing as it's Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you with my livestock.
Yeah.
What? That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible thing to do to a human being.
Yeah.
Seeing as it's Christmas. Oh, no, it wasn't Christmas because... I guess Christmas didn't exist until Jesus.
Yeah.
Seeing as it's December and it's the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Oh no, they didn't have calendar years back then, did they?
No idea.
No, because it was Anno Domini.
Right.
BC, before Christ.
Right.
And then AD, which is Anno Domini.
Right.
Instead of, so they decided to do it in English and Latin, mm-hmm. just to complicate things.
Mm-hmm.
And he just let them sleep in the fucking shed. He basically put them in the shed.
Yeah, next to the firelighters.
What a bastard. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Fa la 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 la.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Fa la 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 la.
It's time to go Christmas shopping.
Fa la 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 la.
Perfume and a book for mother.
Fa la 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 la.
What the fuck do you get your sister?
Fa la 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 la.
She is hard to buy gifts for.
Fa la 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 la.
Plus, there's always been some kind of competitiveness.
Fa la 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 la, bitch.
She's gonna judge you for anything you buy.
La 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 la.
What are you gonna buy people this year?
Books.
Christmas sucks.
Smellies, books.
The thing I realise I hate Socks. Most about Christmas is the joke niche gifts.
Right.
You know, like when you get like, oh, it's a book of swear words.
Yeah.
You know, that shit.
Toilet books.
You know? Just like, just give me £6.
Right, right.
I'd rather have six
cold,
quid.
Cold, hard cash.
Yeah, just give me cash.
Just give me cold, hard.
It just pisses me off.
You know.
On Christmas when it's like, and here's some socks. I was like, I've got socks. I'm an adult. Just give me £5.
Right.
Seriously.
And what would you do with the £5?
Beer.
Right, get a beer.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
You know?
How festive.
The stuff that you buy, like, when you get, like, a box of... And it's a bottle of Stella, and then a pint glass of Stella. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, a present.
Box of Kit Kats.
You know?
I got a box of Kit Kats when I was a kid.
Yeah, I always end up... My mum gives me the chocolate stocking, where you get, like, a Whisper, a Crunchy, a selection of every chocolate bar.
Nectarine.
And then I just go around trading Crunchies.
Right.
I'm like, I'll give you all of these for your Crunchy.
So you started... Bartering.
Yeah, I just don't like the chocolate.
That was the first thing you did.
Yeah,
with gifts.
Like, yeah.
You started bartering them away for other gifts.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I've told you the story of how I found out Santa didn't exist. Right?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
We've told that. Should we tell it again?
A few times.
Is it a Christmas tradition now on the show?
Well, I could tell it.
I'll tell you what, you could just go listen to one of the Christmas podcasts from yesteryear.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I could say it right now. You tell it.
I'll tell it as I remember it.
Okay.
So Christmas rolls around.
Hang on a minute.
Okay, this is how I remember it. So, Christmas rolls around in the Weller household. You're 9? How old are you?
I was 9.
You're 9 years old. And you're in your PJs. And just, you know, cut to Josh on his bed. Just all excited about Christmas. He's just gone up to bed. And he's tucking into Smarties. He's like eating loads of Smarties. He's crazy. Crazy. He's like a Smartie. He's a massive Smartie cunt. He's like, it's just... It's like a pig is like getting his little snout in there and just fucking guzzling it. Goes to bed, you know. He hears the frosty wind outside. In the living room, his parents aren't getting along. But also the frosty wind outside. Goes to bed.
Yeah.
Suddenly, boom, 2 a.m. He springs up, pukes all over himself.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible Smartie puke.
Mm-hmm.
Comes downstairs.
What colour was the puke?
It was pink.
It was brown.
Brown.
Chocolate brown.
Chocolate brown. He comes downstairs.
Wait, wait, wait. That's not it. You missed that crucial part of the story.
You pissed yourself.
No. The vomit soaked through the bed.
Right. So you needed
and
new,
went
new
under
bedding.
The bed.
Right. To yeah.
I looked and I was like, oh no, I've thrown up all over the bed and floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked to the floor. Right. And what did I see under the bed?
I saw a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
A splendid new bicycle.
It was a second-hand bike.
Right.
That's yeah. even worse. It still had mud on it.
Still had mud on
My
it.
My parents didn't even
yeah.
wash it.
Yeah. They half-inched it from somewhere.
Yeah.
From some other poor kid. Go down. And go, I need to change, Mum. And then your dad said something along the lines of... Oh, no, your mum said something along the lines of...
Basically, my parents were sat on opposite ends of the living room, just yeah. hating each other.
Right. And what's the exact line? What's the exact thing he said?
My mum looked at my dad and went, did you put the bike under Josh's bed?
Great.
And my dad just went, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was it.
That was it.
So I learned in that moment that there was no Santa.
Santa.
And yeah.
Two shots to the head.
And the bike had a little letter, like a, you know, a card on it saying to Josh, Merry Christmas. From Santa. That was like sodden and sick.
Oh no, God. Yeah. And you had to open this bullshit letter and read it.
Yeah, and I had to unwrap.
What did it say?
I mean, most of the present had come unwrapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they'd only minimally wrapped it.
Right.
Because it was a bike.
They were rushing it.
Yeah, yeah, and it was minimally wrapped. Like, the tyres weren't wrapped or anything like that. But the sick had made the sticky tape lose its adhesive.
Right.
So it kind of slid off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of vomit on this week's show.
Very sad.
What else happened this week?
Yeah.
What's happened in the news this week? These are the top stories I've garnered from the news. A banker, mm-hmm. thank God, in Croydon, was cleared of rubbing his face in his lawyer's breasts this week.
Right, cleared.
Yep.
Right.
Christologist Christophoru said the woman, it was a bit of fun, and accused her of having no sense of humour when he motorboated her. After being cleared of allegations of some
what,
kind.
So in the workplace?
So they went, congratulations, you've won your court case, you've been cleared. And he went, oh my God, that's amazing. And then he put his face in her boobs and went, like that.
He motorboated, what, just a random...
No, his lawyer.
Oh, his lawyer.
His lawyer went, congratulations, we've won the case. And he went, oh, and he hugged her and then motorboated her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was, you know, clearly, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit of a...
Also in the news this week, a trial for a man accused of making abusive phone calls to Universal Music.
Yeah.
So, a man accused of making grossly offensive calls to staff at Universal Music has been ordered to stand trial in February. David Young, 40, claimed he had been ripped off by the music giant and threatened to put some serious amounts of time into you lot. Which is a very it's a very cockney threat.
Put a serious amount of time into you lot.
Because it's very evasive. He's alluding to trouble.
How would he have that manifest?
How would you put a serious amount of time into one of the biggest entertainment conglomerates on the planet?
Is he tilting at windmills a bit? Is he just, how's he going to do it?
It
just
sounds he hasn't quite figured it out.
He's going to do a really shit Occupy Wall Street. He's just going to come, just camp outside.
He made references to the American pop band Scissor Sisters and said he had not lost the company enough money yet and referred to members of staff as cunts. Basically, some guy feels like he's been hard done by a record label.
Yeah.
And he's just been calling them up. He's literally been calling the receptionist up.
Controlling them.
Yeah. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I was visiting my mum, and the oil light kept coming on her car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she called, it's a Sunday.
Right.
And I reset the oil light. On most cars, if the oil light comes on, mm-hmm. and the oil's not under the limit, mm-hmm. if you just press and hold the... If you put the ignition on half,
right,
you know, like, so the fans come on but the engine doesn't start,
okay,
press and hold accelerate and brake for 20 seconds and it will reset any dashboard lights that are on.
Wow.
You know that?
No, I didn't.
There you go. So you learn things. You learn things on this show.
Okay, so what happened?
My mum's oil light was on, mm-hmm. which sounds like a euphemism. It's not. The oil light on her dashboard was on.
Yeah.
And she calls up the garage on a Sunday and the receptionist just picks up. The receptionist just goes, hello?
Right.
And my mum's like, hi.
I feel you're judging the receptionist right now.
No, wait. My mum judges.
You've given her a stupid voice.
No, that was what she sounded like. That's just what she sounded like.
Hello?
She went, hello.
Right, okay.
And my mum went, hi, I came in for a service 3 weeks ago and the oil light's already on my car. What's going on?
Yeah.
And the woman went, oh, well, you know, sometimes the oil light can come on as like a procedure. After a certain number of miles it will come on. It might not have just been reset. And my mum went, well, am I going to have to bring the car in? And the receptionist went, didn't you say the light's been reset? She went, yep, but I just want to make sure that I can still drive the car safely. And the receptionist went, well, you can bring it in. My mum went, you know what? Let me just talk to one of the engineers, please. Mechanics, please.
Right.
And the woman went, it's a Sunday, they're not in. And then my mum went, well, can you tell me specifically what's wrong with my car?
Right.
And at this point, I had to chime in and be like, mum, that's the receptionist.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
She has no idea what's happening.
No, she hit the ceiling of her knowledge quite a while ago.
She's literally just trying to be nice to you.
She's
now.
Just trying to get.
She's on the phone making faces, trying to be nice to you. And that's what's happening at this Universal thing. I feel like this guy's just calling up the reception. He doesn't really know who to talk to.
Yeah, I'm very fond of people who lose their shit and just go completely off the reservation. I love it.
I can see that happening as I get older.
Undisguised rage.
Can you see yourself like cracking?
Oh yeah.
Like I think it's going to happen.
I see myself cracking every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, when it does happen. It's not like if it happens.
Like I've started.
It's going to be when it does.
I've started being the guy on the tube. Yeah. That when there's people walking slowly.
Right.
Tourists. Mm. Who are people who've maybe spent 3 years saving. So they can visit London.
Right.
Because to them it's a magical place. And they've saved this money. They've got on the plane. They've gone to a hotel. You know, they're trying to navigate their way around the very complicated London Underground system. Yeah. And all they want to do is take a picture of them next to the Notting Hill Gate sign.
Mm.
Because they've seen it in the movies. And to them, it represents something cool. And they want to show their friends when they get home.
Mm-hmm.
I now am the guy that goes, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, I'm walks by. Just don't come to the city if you can't. I'm that guy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I think it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I think by the time I'm 45, I'm going to be one of those guys that's shot by special forces holding a potato. I'm just holding a potato. They think it's a bomb. It's some kind of weird standoff. I send out some kind of terror alert happens, just and I'm just holding a potato and shouting at the police and they shoot me. I think that's probably going to happen.
I think you could just go out on the street now and we'll hold a potato.
With a potato.
And you could get the police there.
To
within,
get away, it's
within,
a bomb.
In London, within 20 minutes, there'd be police if you just shouted one word.
Bomb.
Just no, not bomb. Like, right. You wouldn't even have to be that specific. Just like, baked! Baked!
Right.
Baked! Yeah, if you just did that for 20 minutes, the police would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it worries me as I get older that I'm gonna lose it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just run into some building shouting at people, and I'll be that guy. You know, like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places when he's dressed as Santa. Yeah. You'll be sorry. You'll all be sorry.
Yeah.
I can see that. How much for the gun?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see me being that guy.
Yeah, I can definitely see myself.
But
being
I
that
think
guy.
That's normal, isn't it?
What?
If you want to get, you know, psychoanalytical
right.
about it,
mm-hmm.
is that not a normal headspace to be in, to worry about going crazy? Because crazy people think they're sane.
I'm not worried about going crazy. I understand that I'm unravelling and it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
It's different.
I'm at an age where if something happens, if my head goes, well, you know, that's an inappropriate thing to say. You know, oh, don't say that. People will get offended.
Right.
But then I think there's a part of my brain that's like, no, just say it. You'll find out who your friends are.
Right.
Because, okay. You know, if you make a joke that's badly received and one out of five people laughs, you know that one person's a good shit and you're probably going to be friends with them.
Okay.
So I take that risk now, and I never used to.
It's a way of saving time.
Someone called me Mohawk the other day and I went fucking, I had a go at them.
Right.
And normally, like, the weak bullied person in me
right.
would just laugh along.
Why is that an insult?
It's just weird to go up to someone and go, all right, Mohawk.
Well, it's just a random guy
yeah.
came up to you and went, all right, Mohawk.
At a bar, I was queuing at a bar.
And what do you say?
And I just went, that's not my name.
Alpha shit. Brilliant. What else did you say?
I mean, that's not my name.
Did you look him dead in the eye or did you
yeah.
look at his shoes? You looked him dead in the eye, you stepped into his space. Just
yeah,
stepped into his headspace. Into his zone and his headspace.
I looked into his eyes, into his childhood.
Right, okay.
Right?
You didn't do that, but go on. You stood and looked at him.
And I went.
And then what?
I went.
Yeah.
You say, all right, Mohawk.
Right, all right, Mohawk.
That's not my name.
Okay.
I did that.
Oof.
And he went, oh, I just thought it'd be a good way to say hello. And I went, yeah, it wasn't.
Wow.
Why not?
You got him on the back foot.
Yep.
Just by...
And then, check out how I mind-fucked him. We're queuing for the bar. And I went, anyway, I think you're in front of me, so it's your time to get served.
Ah, you lost it.
Like that. No, I head-fucked him.
No, you didn't. You lost it.
No, I head-fucked him.
No, you didn't.
Because I went, don't fuck with me.
And no, you didn't.
I went, but now here's something nice.
Nah.
So you don't know what I'm going to do next, do you?
No, that's bullshit. You just cut your losses. You just had a confrontation, you cut your losses, you went, oh, I hope he doesn't hit me. Let him go first. I mean, I've scored a point.
That's not what I did. That's not what I did. I didn't renege, right. I was trying to fuck with him.
All right, and then what do you do? He went, all right, mate, yeah, thanks, mate.
No, he came and found me later and went, listen, I'm really sorry about that. And
wow.
I went, listen, we've all done it. It's just, you know, don't be such a dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, letters?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Let's go, let's do this.
Let's take a short break here and see if there's a commercial. Was there a commercial last week?
God, no.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's see if there's an advert and we'll come back in a few seconds. Check out these fantastic products that we sponsor.
Great.
Do you think there was anything there?
Mm.
I got three of those for my mum for Christmas.
Yeah? She's going to be very happy with that.
Every week you can write into the show, EVP, excitableboypodcast.co.uk, any problems you might be having, like a work-related problem, like...
Every time you go to work, you wear Wellington boots because they comfort you. You go to business meetings in them... And you get your PowerPoint presentation up, and you feel you're doing really well because it's your power garment. You think you're kicking ass. Then Christmas rolls around the Christmas party, or are you going, you're still wearing your wellies? You go to the party, you think you're going to cop off with Sandra. But she laughs at your wellies, and in fact, there's a little skit, you know, satirizing you, and suddenly
you realize
no one's your friend at work. They hate your fucking guts. You're a stupid twat in wellies.
Quit now.
You wore wellies for a whole year, thinking it was really cool and avant-garde.
Hunters!
But everyone thinks you're a twat.
Fleece-lined Wellington boots.
That's it.
Or maybe a relationship problem, like, I'm going to make the song faster. A work problem, like,
you go out on a date with Paula. She really likes you and you agreed to take her to a second date. You show up at a fashionable fish bar. You know, the ones where they kill the fish in front of you.
The lobster's got his claws tied up in the tank.
A fish dies in front of you for your meal. She starts to sob uncontrollably and grabs the fish and runs.
But why did she agree to go there?
You give chase because you haven't paid for the fish yet. They're really angry at the restaurant. You go, mate, I'm going to sort this. I'm going to just track it down and get the halibut back. And you're, oh my god! You're running down the road after this woman holding a halibut. People think it's a novelty theatrical performance.
Why did she order halibut? That's an obscure choice.
She runs to the River Thames and tosses it in. And screeches, go free, and swim to the ocean.
Is the halibut a river-based? Okay.
But you realise that it's a river-based fish, and you see the halibut struggle on the surface of the Thames.
Well, no, it would be fine if it was a river-based fish. It'd have to be a sea-based fish.
Or sea-based.
Yeah. Do you want to do that again? 3, 4.
But the halibut is a sea-based fish.
Is that true?
I don't know.
It sounds like a river fish, a halibut.
Okay. But the halibut flies over the railing and hits a rock, stuns itself and sinks to the bottom of the bloody river.
And there's a dog nearby. What happens next?
The dog swims to retrieve the fish, and then the dog gets into trouble and drowns in the river. The dog's owner jumps in after the dog, but gets into trouble and drowns in the river. A rescue crew try to save the man, but they get into trouble and capsize, and many people die.
That's it. See?
It's this domino effect.
Do you see what the moral of the story of what we did there? In not wanting to kill a fish, she killed 11 people and a dog.
11 people.
And the fish.
and a fish.
And you witnessed it all.
I think the moral of the story is quit while you're ahead.
Mm-hmm. Or just eat the fucking fish.
Right.
Just don't go to restaurants and be a dick, people. Do you know what I mean? Don't go. Just don't go there and ask what the vegan options are. You know?
Yeah.
And then go, oh, then we can't eat here. You know? Don't be that person. Just muck in. Have a fucking salad. Don't make the other 8 people at the restaurant go to a different restaurant because it doesn't adhere to your dietary requirements.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just have the salad. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're having a sex problem, like,
you get caught masturbating in a public toilet and you get arrested and paraded across the concourse of Victoria Station. There you go.
Is that a problem?
Well, getting caught.
You're just going to jail.
You're going to jail for a lewd act.
Yeah.
A lewd act.
I have been told by a legal department to say that we are not trained advice givers, and any advice that we do say should be taken in jest.
Well, that's quick.
Asterix. Okay, dear Ibiper, my boyfriend is smart, funny, and a handsome man. She's structuring this well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hook. We've been together for 2 years, and I feel like he has no drive. Line.
Right.
He works in an office and doesn't really have any plans to move beyond where he currently works. And even worse than this, he's 30 and still lives like a 19-year-old. Right. He has a pet snake in his bedroom. Sinker.
Right.
She's put, he has a pet snake in his bedroom in capitals.
Okay.
I've tried to encourage him to do something that will make him happy, but I think, sadly, he's actually happy to sit with a can of beer at the end of the day and not do anything. I want to be with someone who inspires me, and I feel like I'm starting to stop respecting him. What should I do?
Well, you're not happy, are you? So, he is happy. That's the thing. And you want to change him.
He's got a great girlfriend and a snake. I mean, yeah. The guy's fucking crushing it.
He goes to the office.
What is better in life?
What, having a snake?
Yeah, he's got a snake and a girlfriend.
Right.
Do you know? What can possibly make that better? Hey, having a cool hat.
Right.
That's the only thing that can make it. Or maybe a whip.
Snake and girlfriend.
You know?
It's the dream.
That's a double whammy, yeah.
He works in an office.
Yeah, if he found 20 quid in his jacket, he could kill himself and die happy.
Well, it sounds to me that she wants out.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I mean, you could go, let's have a crunch lunch.
What she wants is, she doesn't
want
out.
Let's have
a chat. She wants him to grow the fuck up and stop. I mean, it sounds like his bedroom has that weird lighting. You know, when you have a snake,
okay,
it's got that weird lighting.
And he has to
maybe
feed
a lava lamp.
He probably has dead mice.
You know?
But he feeds it.
Or maybe a live mice. You can feed them live mice.
You'd feel like, oh, okay.
Yeah. If you've tried to inspire him and go, look, you're 30, why don't you do something you like and also get rid of the snake?
Mm.
Maybe just kill the snake.
Kill the snake.
Maybe that will push him
maybe
over the edge into adulthood.
Yeah. So you've just got to wait till he leaves the house to go to his depressing job, get the snake, chop its head off.
Yeah. Tie it in a knot. Can you tie a snake in a knot?
I think they'll resist. Quite, I think they'd be quite effective at resisting that.
Okay, shit. All right.
I don't think you can kind of like fuck around with the snakes that well.
Okay,
I think just get a knife, boom, decapitate it.
Yeah, move on with your life,
and then just leave a little bit of it in the tank.
Yeah.
Or was it a tank? Whatever they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, snakes. Snakes live in tanks.
The viewarium or whatever
snake
it's called.
Tanks. The viewarium.
And then just pin a note to it saying you did this. You did this.
Yeah.
With your lack of ambition.
And then out of the snake skin, get him a nice pair of shoes made for him to go to his first job audition interview.
To be honest, it's a classic woman trying to change a guy.
No, it's not.
Woman's
that's bullshit.
No.
It's fucking guy.
No, you're fine. But what I'm saying, she said he's happy. He has a job. He has a snake. Right?
Okay.
He's happy. She says, I'm not... She basically hasn't said it in the email, but she's saying, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Because he lacks ambition and vision. So she's getting restless, but she doesn't want to leave him because she's scared of, you know, changing it up.
Mm.
So just, you know, bottom line it. Say, I want, you need a change. Buck your ideas up. Inspire me. Also, it's that 2-year mark, isn't it? So 2 years.
2-year itch.
The 2-year.
I think that if you can't change him. If you can't change him by now. He will
always have a snake
in a tank.
Yeah.
Slithering. He feeds his snake a dead mouse. Yes, he does.
Could you have sex with a snake in the room? Would it add a frisson?
That's a good question.
It would look
is
at
it
you.
Venomous?
What if it looks at, looked at you?
Yeah. Just with its tongue. You know?
Yeah.
Slithering. What if it's eating a mouse and you can see it like digesting through its skin?
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's not good. Talk to him. Talk to him. Have a sit down. Go
it
look.
Sounds like she's already done that. I think you got to go queen on this shit.
Have an affair.
Break free. No, not have an affair.
Break free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to break free.
Dibbidum.
Yeah. You have to break free from your boyfriend because he owns a snake like a student. And find someone else.
Yeah.
God knows. That's a good guitar solo in that song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember it?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It was a good impression, wasn't it?
It was very good.
See?
So leave him.
Yeah. Alright, next letter.
Next letter.
Dear EBP, I've been paired with a complete douche for one of my college courses. We have to work in pairs and the guy is a dick. He thinks he's charming and smart, but isn't. We spend 5 days a week together, and even worse, he started inviting me out on the weekends, and I'm running out of excuses. Please help me cope with this dick.
Have you ever had to work with a dick?
Have I ever had to work with a dick? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you just block them out. But if you have to converse with them, they've been paired, like in a bad like cop movie.
Right.
Have
you ever had to work with someone where like every anecdote is like a prison sentence?
Yeah, like the story's not a story.
Yeah, the story's not a story.
And you just start making sounds. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, oh, I hate that.
How was your weekend? Small talk.
You know? Yeah.
I went to the pub down. Yeah, I went down to, you know.
Yeah, I ordered duck because my boyfriend said I'd like duck, but I've never eaten duck. And I just don't like the idea of like picturing a duck while I'm eating the duck.
Yeah.
So the duck came and it was in these like pancakes and it had this like thick sauce and like sliced cucumber.
Yeah.
And then the guy like shredded the duck in front of me.
That's fucking.
And you know what?
That's fucking Chinese.
I thought I wouldn't like it, but it was nice.
Right. Yeah, that's it. End of story.
Yeah.
End of story. No stakes, no reversals, nothing. Just that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I told you I had to work with a... When I left university, I worked in the adoption archives of Purley County Council.
Isn't this the job where you got fired for falling asleep atop a counter or something like that? You fell asleep on top of a filing cabinet.
It was my first job out of university. And I was going out quite a lot. And I was in this basement with all these old adoption archives with one other girl.
What's an adoption archive?
Well, it's just all the adoption papers going back to the 30s.
But of the country?
No, of that of Purley. So of Croydon area.
Oh.
So yeah, it was all, but they're all kind of water damaged and musty and everything. We had to kind of check the stuff was there basically and tick it off a list. That was basically it. But I was stuck in this basement with this girl who just talked constantly about Euro Disney. That's it. That's all.
Well, she went there.
Yeah, she went there. Goofy wouldn't chat to her. She wanted to get a picture with Goofy, but Goofy wouldn't.
This was just one day she said this.
No, she kept telling the story. But I did get fired because I clambered up on more than one occasion on top of the adoption archive filing cabinets.
How tall are these filing cabinets?
Oh, they're about like 6 foot tall. So like,
and how many were lined up?
Oh, like loads.
So like in Seinfeld where he makes a space under his desk so he can sleep.
Yeah, I went on top of
them. Did you have a pillow?
I think I used some files. I would sleep there for 2 hours. I'd like come in. I'd come in at 9 a.m, go hello, I'd work for like half an hour, then just clamber up, sleep for a couple of hours. Then I'd take like an hour and a half lunch.
How'd you get caught?
They got me sleeping.
What, you were asleep and someone woke you up?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. They kind of came and went, what are you doing? I went, oh, am I fired?
Did you say that?
Yeah.
And they said yes.
They went, it's not looking good.
That's great. I've never had that happen.
Yeah, I was like, all right. My dad was furious. But, you know, I'm glad that I had that formative experience because look at me now.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Next letter.
Did we answer that question?
Oh, no. You're working with a dickhead.
Tell them.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Live in the real world.
Tell them.
Just going,
I'm sorry.
Listen, Barry.
I don't like you.
You're not a bad person.
But
you are a dick.
I want to kill myself every time you speak. Every time you make noise with your face.
I don't care about how many shirts you bought in Zara at the weekend for $24.99. Like, that's not a story to me.
You're a nice person, but you know? Nice didn't make
Don't ask me if I've seen a movie and then tell me the fucking plot of the movie. You know?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Don't say things like spoiler alert either. And don't say hashtag, you know?
Right.
You asshole.
What you should do is just issue him with like a whole laundry list of things he can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And if he signs the list, then maybe you could be friends.
And say, look, I'm telling you this for your own good, for the future of your existence on this planet, is
stop.
That you are an asshole.
Right.
Yeah, stop.
Just stop. Stop.
Mm.
All right, next question.
Alternatively, just go hard on him. Like, you could play fight fire with fire.
Right.
And be like, okay, so you be the dickhead.
Yeah.
Right? Tell me something.
Oh, I went out this weekend.
No way, where'd you go?
Crazy. I went to the pub.
Which pub?
And we had drinks.
Which pub?
It was the Crown and Anchor.
Oh, cool, I like that. Which, is that the one by the river?
Yes.
Or the one in North London?
The one by the river.
What'd you drink?
We had lagers.
Cool, what lagers?
Mental.
How many did you have?
We had Heinekens.
How many did you have?
Four.
Oh, lad, hashtag lad. Guess you didn't drive home, huh?
No.
I want to fuck your face while you sleep. Right. That's punishment. I hate you. Problem solved.
Yeah, that's it.
Next letter. Dear EBP, I'm seeing a girl from my office. She's my boss.
Ooh.
Kinky. We've had to keep the whole thing under wraps, which only makes the whole thing hotter.
Yeah.
The problem here is that A, I want to end it.
Well, that's going to end well.
The problem here is that A, I want to end it. Right. I think she wants a but he spelt it W-A-N-S-T, a relationship and keeps making hints.
Great.
B, I have an interview with her in January for a role alongside her. And C, I've seen her naked, which makes the thing very complicated. Should I continue sleeping with her until my interview? Or should I carry on climbing the ladder?
Right.
Mm.
Well, basically, should I be a whore? It's basically, should I be a gigolo? Is the question.
Yeah. Interesting question.
I mean, you've got to try everything once, I suppose.
I think keep... Oh, shit. So he has an interview with the boss next year.
Next year.
For like for a promotion.
So he's got to put in some serious time. He could... And I mean, it's a powder keg. It's fucking over.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen? She's going to fall for him if he keeps doing it.
Sounds like she's already into him.
Exactly. It's over now.
She's like, why don't we go public?
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way this is going to end well.
Oh man, that's going to be a weird Christmas party, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, he is marking time until he loses both money and sex together.
Mm.
There's no way.
I think you got to come clean.
Oh yeah. So how would that go?
I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Right, and then he goes, right. Okay, then I can't work with you anymore. You're fired.
Well, then that's wrongful dismissal, and I'll sue you for, and I'll win.
Okay, you're hired again.
I've considered your point.
You're not fired.
You are hired again. No, you're still fired, but I'm rehiring you.
I'm rehiring you, and but just, you know, I'm going to make life really difficult for you, off the record.
So you have to be honest and say, look, I'm worried that I don't think we can take the relationship beyond it being something purely physical.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried that it's going to affect my career opportunities come January.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, here's the thing, right? If you're still sleeping with her in January, she's probably going to make the interview harder for you to cover up the fact that you're sleeping together.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you probably won't get the job because she doesn't want it to look like, positive...
Nepotism.
Nepotism, yeah. Isn't that when you have sex with a dead person?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Okay. So maybe by breaking up with her, you're going to increase your chances of the promotion.
Yeah, conceivably. You know? Conceivably, yeah, it could go the other way. I mean, the headline is you're fucked. I mean, there's no way, really, this is going to... I mean, you can just keep having sex and keep playing that kind of, oh, I'm not really after anything serious game for as long as it goes.
Yeah, but she's going to take that out on you in the interview.
But also, you need to give her dignity, so she needs to break up with you. So why don't you just keep going out with her until she breaks it off with you and you go, I'm upset now. And then,
do you know what I mean? Power play. Maybe you get sympathy promotion.
Yeah, sympathy promotion. You make it seem like it's her idea. I mean, that's the dark
element. How do you start dropping the seeds of dumped?
What do you mean?
You know, like, how do you start planting the seeds that will make her dump you?
Well, you know, you just keep her dangling on a string until she finds it intolerable and dumps you.
Yeah, tell you what, can't wait for this Brexit thing to kick in.
Yeah.
You know, get them out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just, you know.
Stuff like that.
Bit by bit.
Yeah.
Just go on a few alt-right marches.
Yeah.
And, you know, visit a few questionable websites.
Yeah, like at the Christmas party, go do it in the stationery cupboard, but just steal loads of stationery before you have sex.
Yeah.
Just like have a hold-all bag and just fill it with staplers and papers and paper clips. Yeah.
Let her see you doing it.
And be like, oh no, we'll have sex in a minute. I just need to get some stuff for the house.
You just keep saying waste not, want not. Yeah. Waste not, want not.
And then, like, you know, do obvious things. Like at the Christmas party, just like take a bottle of wine and put it in your bag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Lend, stuff that makes you look lame.
Lend a friend of yours £2 and ask for it back in front of her.
And make a big deal about it.
And make a big deal over the £2.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. Because asking for £2 back, no one can really do that.
And then, like, take her for lunch. And then when it comes to pay, be like, well, you know, I paid yesterday. So
yeah.
Your turn.
Yeah.
You know? stuff like that. And then when she goes, oh yeah, of course, yeah, sorry. And then when she, and then go, okay, and then just grab like five extra things.
Yeah, yeah.
And be
yeah.
like, well, I might as well get dinner.
Yeah.
As well.
Crank call her mum.
Mm.
You know?
Try and get off with the mum.
Just crank call her. Just, you know.
Mm. Or, you know, just be racist. Upset her. Be racist.
Racialist.
Yeah. Or that could backfire and you could say something racist and she'll go, yeah, oh my God, yeah, I think that all the time.
I think
too.
So, yeah. And then you're trapped with a racist.
Yeah, they do smell different, don't they? You know?
Yeah. Then you're in a sexual nightmare with a racist boss.
There you go. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's it for the show.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I have to plug something. I'm going on tour.
Yes, you are.
We're hitting the road with the Kenneths are going on tour with Yellow Card mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Wait, what day is this come out? Wednesday. Tonight.
Yeah.
Shit.
You're gonna be...
We're playing in Amsterdam tonight.
You're playing in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
You're traveling around Europe?
Well, just Germany and Holland.
Oh my God, so you're going around Europe? Oh, you prick.
Do you want to come?
No, because I have no money.
Oh. Well, you can come with us. You can just come in the van.
I'd love to come in the van.
But then, gosh, you can come with us if you want.
I'm not going to come.
Why?
Because I have commitments.
There'll be a spare bed at the hotel.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
There'll be a spare bed in the hotel. I have commitments.
Okay.
Work commitments.
So we're going on tour with Yellow Card on their final tour. And we're playing in Melkweg in Amsterdam, the live music hall in Köln, or as we say, Cologne.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird that we respelt the name of their city?
Yeah. It's arrogant.
Like, it's called Cologne. We went, nah, we'll call it Cologne.
Fuck you.
Also, we'll spell it differently.
I imagine that's the way the conversation went. It's not just, no, we're going to say it differently. It's, no, fuck you. Fuck you, we're saying it this
we're
way.
We're going to spell it Cologne.
Yeah, we're just saying it our way.
What's that stupid dot you put on your O's?
The umlaut.
The live music hall in Cologne. The Palladium in Cologne.
Mm-hmm.
So they've added an extra night. The O2 Academy in Bristol, the ABC in Glasgow, the Ritz in Manchester, the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London, Rock City, Nottingham, Institute, Birmingham, University, Leeds, Concord 2, Brighton, and the Brooklyn Bowl in London.
There you go.
So,
Shepherd's Bush.
If you're coming.
Shepherd's Bush Empire?
Yeah.
I wouldn't miss it.
For what?
For, you know, Twix.
What would you miss it for?
A Twix.
If I gave you a tenner not to come?
Yeah, of course I do.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen you guys enough.
Fiver?
Nah, I'd come then. Okay. Come on, I'm not an animal.
We're playing those venues.
When are you playing Shepherd's Bush?
15th of December.
Right, I'll consult my schedule.
Do it. And come watch us. I'm excited. Final tour of the year.
Me too.
And then we get to break for Christmas. It doesn't leave me much time to Christmas shop.
No, but, you know, just turn up.
Do it on Amazon?
Just turn up at Westfield at 6 in the morning.
What I'm thinking of doing this year is just buying all the presents on Amazon, but posting it directly to the person that the present's for, so I don't have to wrap any presents.
Wow. The magic of Christmas.
That's it for this week. Join us next week for more nothing. Thank you for listening. Go on the iTunes podcast app or on your iTunes and find the podcast and leave a review.
Yeah, don't be a prick.
Yeah, it sounds complicated, but it's really not.
It's not.
And also, you've been listening to this for years and you just haven't done it.
No.
Like, do it.
Do it. Make
Leave us
happy.
Some good reviews. Yeah.
Give us a gift. The gift.
Yeah. The gift of that's what we want for Christmas.
The gift of judgment.
That's what we want for Christmas. We want either that or you to send us money.
Yeah.
It's either a leave a review or give us money.
We're and giving you a choice.
The review costs nothing.
Exactly.
Only your time.
Exactly.
And if you have time to listen to this show, you have time to leave a nice review.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.